Welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of health in Bitcoin. These podcasts are approximately 10 minutes long, which is the amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. This block is sponsored by Zaps that we receive on Nostr. I hope this is helpful and that you feel it's 10 minutes well spent. This is my way of studying health in Bitcoin, and by recording them, I get to pass this knowledge on to friends, family, clients, and eventually to my daughter when she's ready to learn about health in Bitcoin. If you have a perspective to share or questions about anything that I'm saying, please comment on this block or DM me using Nostr. If you got value from this, consider zapping this block some sats on Nostr. And if you don't know what Nostr is, I think you should listen to episode number 3, which is a primer on Nostr and worth a listen if you care about free speech and truth. In this health block, we're going to talk about unnatural inputs. And the Bitcoin block height is 877,840. Network hash rate currently sitting at 870 exahashes per second. Moscow time is 1016. So let's get into it. So the goal of every health block is to be very applicable and practical, not just talk about stuff ad nauseum and be really theoretical, like actually things you can finish the podcast and do something about right away in your life. So most of this block is going to focus on 7 specific unnatural inputs that you can immediately begin reducing and that I think are really powerful in terms of the return they offer by eliminating them or reducing them. But we need to cover a few fundamentals first so that that term even makes sense. So if you think of your body like an equation, inputs enter the biology equation, let's call it. Inputs enter your equation. And each input produces a predictable output. So you put something in, your biology processes it, something comes out. Okay. And I think a lot of people have probably heard of the saying garbage in, garbage out. And I think it's true with health, right? If you eat garbage food, you feel like garbage. If you get garbage sleep, you feel like garbage. If you lack community and you feel really alone, you're going to feel like garbage. I think we all know this to be true. And I think what that saying really highlights is the predictability of the body. And in our case, garbage here refers to unnatural behaviors. So I think a lot of people are unknowingly putting a lot of garbage in their bodies. And then they get frustrated when they get garbage out, when they get sick, when they get injured, when they develop disease. And, you know, unfortunately, doctors aren't telling people how to stop putting garbage in their bodies, which is crazy to say, but they're just not. You know, the equivalent of what a doctor is doing in terms of garbage, it's like they'll just give you some deodorizer to make the smell reduce temporarily. Like they'll give you some pain meds to make it hurt less. But the shit's not changing because people don't stop putting garbage in. So eliminating unnatural inputs is like taking out the garbage. And when you take out the garbage, your body at least has a chance to heal itself, right? Like when you stop putting garbage in, the body can take out the rest of the garbage and start healing itself. So and then after you've taken the garbage away, then you can start to put natural inputs into this body system. You can start to add extra things that you can do that are quote unquote good for your health. So when it comes to health, inputs are behaviors and outputs are either optimal health and function or unnatural function, which is also known as dysfunction or injury or disease. So you have behaviors that go into the body. And then the output of those behaviors, depending on how good or bad they are for you, aka how natural or unnatural they are for you, results in either health or disease on the other side. So unnatural inputs or unnatural behaviors are just behaviors that we do that aren't aligned with our what our biology is designed for, right? If you have an airplane and you drive it on water, it's probably not going to work very well because it's not designed to go on water, it's designed to fly in the air. And if you fly it in the air, it works really great. So in the exact same way, if you do weird things like sit in a chair most of the day or wear shoes that disable your feet or eat stuff that's made in a factory or you confuse your circadian rhythm by looking at blue light all day, your body's probably not going to work very well because it's not designed to do all that stuff. You know, if you move outside most of the day, you wear natural shoes that protect your feet, you eat real food, you limit the unnatural light, your body's going to do really well. So to summarize, your body is a super simple, predictable equation. Behaviors in, health or disease out. Natural behaviors equal natural health. Unnatural behaviors result in disease or unnatural health, we could call it. So being sick, exhausted, addicted to things, and in pain all the time is super unnatural. And so step one is eliminate the unnatural inputs that are causing the problem. And by understanding the unnatural inputs that lead to a lot of dysfunction or injury or disease, you become empowered to start deleting them from your life or to start removing them. because it's really just a mismatch between unnatural modern living and what our biology requires to function naturally is what leads to disease. There's a mismatch there. Unnatural modern living is not matched well to what our biology requires to be healthy. So to make this super tangible and applicable, I'm going to mention seven of my top unnatural inputs that almost everyone seems to be consuming, and I think everyone can benefit from reducing and even eliminating, right? And that really the goal is to reduce these unnatural inputs. I don't think it's realistic to think you can just delete them fully overnight, because it's normally not sustainable. And, you know, some of these unnatural inputs will be easier to reduce, some will be harder to reduce, and some can be deleted super quick. And the ones that you have issues with tell you sort of where your focus should perhaps be. So in my experience, by reducing these inputs, you can achieve some pretty awesome results on how you feel and how your body functions. Unnatural input number one. This one might seem abstract. I'll do a whole block on why this is true. But the first unnatural input you can remove is currency that steals from you. So forms of money that are stealing your time. Why? Because if your time's being stolen, you're not going to have time to work on any of the other inputs and any of the other lifestyle changes. So unnatural input number one, reduce or eliminate currency that steals from you. We'll expand on that in future blocks. Unnatural input number two to reduce is blue light. And if you spend all day at a computer screen for your work, one thing you can do is get a light filter to reduce the blue light. Or you can just spend less time on screens. That's the way I'm going these days, and it's working pretty well. So unnatural input number two is blue light. Unnatural input number three, processed edible products. So anything that isn't real food that comes from nature, reduce that. You'll do well. Unnatural input number four, unnatural shoes. This is sort of my area of specialization for the past 5 years of my life. I've been really focused on lower extremity health. Most people are wearing shoes that literally disable and damage their feet, and then they're shocked when they develop foot pain, which 75% of people in the Western world do. It's shocking. So unnatural input number four to eliminate unnatural footwear, shoes that mess your feet up. I'll talk a lot about that. I'm sure Soul Freedom will sponsor a block to talk about footwear so that you get an intro on that. Unnatural input number five to reduce or eliminate excessive chair sitting. So anything over 3 hours a day sitting in a chair is excessive. And if you reduce or even eliminate chair sitting to a large degree, your body is just going to feel so much better. Doesn't matter how much working out you do. If you sit for like, you know, 6-8 hours a day, it's going to be real hard to offset that. Unnatural input number six to reduce, social media algorithms. Notice I didn't say just social media, because Nostr is a new social media protocol with no algorithms. And I notice it when I use Nostr, which I'm using mostly Nostr these days over centralized social media platforms that have algorithms that just hack us, right? That suck us in, like Instagram or like Twitter or like Facebook. There's all these algorithms that are out there to basically capture our attention. And it might be by pissing us off or showing us something shocking, but real nasty for our human psychology and our dopamine cycles. Social media algorithms, if you can reduce or eliminate them by, for example, switching to Nostr, you're going to be really well served. Because you'll automatically probably have a secondary effect of having less blue light, because you won't be looking at screens as much. If you eliminate the algorithm, you know, once you take the algorithm out of social media, you'll probably notice you spend way less time on social media. That's what I found. And unnatural input number seven to reduce is caffeine, no caffeine after 12 noon. So a caffeine curfew. I've been using noon. I actually aim for about 11 a.m. Caffeine has a super long half-life in your body. If you have troubles with sleep, caffeine is just such a big element that can be easily reduced. You don't have to give up coffee. Just have a caffeine curfew after 12 noon. I got a minute left, so I got to hurry here. So those are the seven. Currency that steals from you, blue light, processed edible products, unnatural shoes, excessive chair sitting, social media algorithms, and caffeine after 12 noon. So here's the key takeaway. Choose one of those unnatural behaviors that I just went through and take action on one of them today. It might mean selling $25 worth of useless currency like US dollars or Canadian dollars and buying some Bitcoin, right? You can buy $25 worth of sats. You can buy small chunks of Bitcoin. It might mean having a screen curfew 30 minutes before bed, choosing not to buy the processed edible product that you usually buy and instead opting for food or just opting to not buy that thing. Maybe it means choosing the floor instead of a chair, or resisting the urge to open a social media platform that uses an algorithm. Or maybe it just means choosing not to have your second coffee after lunch. Like that literally could be as simple as it could be. And every little choice matters and it adds up over time. So make today's health block and your time chain 1% better than yesterday's. Keep the momentum going. Thank you for listening to this block talk. Stay focused, stack health, stack sats, and vote with your node. Share this with others if you think it's helpful. Zap this block on Nostra if you got value. DM me on Nostra if you want to propose a topic or if you want to sponsor a block. And I will catch you next time. Whoops!